Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 20. And it came to pass in those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered.
And everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child.
While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in the manger because there was no guest room available for them.
Now there were the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them,
and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were terrified, but the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news, and that will cause great joy for all the people.
Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find the baby wrapped in cloths, lying in a manger."
Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying,
"Glory to God in the highest!
Glory to God in the highest heaven,
on earth peace
to those on whom it favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about."
So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them.
And all those that heard it marveled at those things that were told by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told to them.
Hey, I don't know if any of you saw this this present sitting here, but maybe it's been tantalizing you throughout the service so far. You might be wondering what it is. It says, "Merry Christmas to Emmanuel Kids" from Pastor Rod. So Emmanuel Kids, gather around your TV or your computer and get up close and let's take a look and see what's in this thing. I mean, I already know, but you don't know. And there's something in it, that's for sure. And it says it's for Emmanuel Kids. So that's you. So gather around. What do you think it is? Well, do you think you're going to get everything you want for Christmas this year? Do you always get everything that you want for Christmas? Every year? If you do, I'd say you're pretty lucky. Sometimes Christmas brings disappointments too. I really want to see what's in this box. Are you ready? All right. To Emmanuel Kids from Pastor Rod. Oh, see that? It's empty. Can you see that? Oh, I was sure there was something in this thing. Let's listen. Can you hear that? There's something in here. But where is it? Oh, wait a minute. What's this little thing right here on the side? It's a little tab. There's a secret trap door. Oh, look at here. The bottom's coming out. Oh, my goodness. What is it? It's a box full of candy. Well, that's probably not what you really want for Christmas. But I tell you what, if you stop by Emmanuel, you look me up, and if I'm not here, you just ask Jackie, and we'll have a piece of candy for you. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. And, you know, this box reminds me that sometimes we have to take a second look at the Christmas story, too. Sometimes we forget that in spite of what we get, or besides all the things that we get for Christmas, we already have the best gift of all, and that gift is Jesus. And sometimes to see that, we have to take a second look. We have to take a second look like we did with this box. We had to look more closely. But when we look closely, we see that Jesus is the light of the world, that he is the one to bring us life and joy and abundance and salvation and all those good things that we can only get from God. So, Merry Christmas to each and every one of you. And don't forget to stop and get your candy. And as you do, remember that Jesus is the light of the world and the best gift of all. All right. Maybe I'll just set this back up here on the flower stand so you all can keep your eye on it and remember that there's a little gift here at the church waiting for you. Even as we are unable to physically gather ourselves together this year, the songs and the broken yet familiarity of our traditions, and this story, the story of Mary and Joseph, of angels and shepherds, the story of the birth of Jesus, they pull us together around a wreath of love, love for one another, love for Jesus, our Savior, love for the Father, and love for the church. Dear friends, dear family of God, grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. A familiar hymn has been rattling around in my brain for the last few weeks. So as a preacher, I have to ask myself, is this just another song that's stuck in my head, or is it meant to be a gift and a movement of the Spirit given to me to pass on to you as hope and encouragement from God as we wrestle with God's Word and with our theme for Advent this year, trust in times of uncertainty and live our everyday lives. I've come to discern that this song rattling in my head is the latter. It is meant to be a gift. It is a movement of the Spirit intended to bless, to be a blessing to us from God. O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. Yet in thy dark streets shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. The everlasting light has broken into the darkness. It has broken into the darkness to expand our hope, to scatter our fear, to draw us into its light. I pray this song will now rattle around in your head for a good long time until its message sinks deep, deep within you, raising up within you hope and trust in God above all else. This one verse of this one song is indeed a sermon in and of itself. It's a sermon meant for just such a time as this. Yet in thy dark street shineth the everlasting light. Yet in thy darkest night shineth the everlasting light. Yet in thy dark world shineth the everlasting light. Yet in thy darkness, thy hopelessness, thy illness, thy loneliness, thy weariness, into whatever darkness you face, shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. The everlasting light that we sing about is Jesus Christ himself, born in Bethlehem, born for the world, born for you and for me. Year after year, generation after generation, we gather to hear the story of Jesus' birth from Luke's gospel, to hear a word from John's gospel. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness does not overcome it. To light a candle and to sing Silent Night, Holy Night, all is calm, all is bright. And many years that holds true. All is calm, all is bright. At least for that moment as we raise that candle to the Lord. But this year, things are different. We collectively have lost something. We collectively have lost someone, several someones who should be with us. We collectively have been separated, distanced, and shrouded from one another. We collectively have been unable to gather and kneel at the table of the Lord, the table of fellowship, even a table for coffee, all because of, well, I don't need to tell you why. You already know all too well. In our present context, this story that pulls us, the story of Mary and Joseph, of angels and shepherds, the story of the baby Jesus sounds different this year, at least to my ear. It was this story that triggered our Advent theme, trust in times of uncertainty. Uncertainty comes when all the world is under the decree of the emperor to be registered for taxation, another weight, another burden. Uncertainty comes when all must leave home and travel to ancestral lands to be registered. No exceptions, not even for those in late-term pregnancy. Another weight, another risk. Uncertainty comes while on the road in late-term, walking or at best riding on a donkey. Another weight, no comfort, only pain. Uncertainty comes in the journey as the journey continues with no blue signs along the road marked with an H and an arrow pointing the way to the nearest emergency room. Another wait, another worry. Uncertainty comes when upon arrival there is no room in the guest house and no relative or stranger responsible enough, hospitable enough, close enough, compassionate enough to invite you in, except to the cattle stall. Uncertainty comes when the labor pains begin, when there is no midwife to call. Another wait, another anxious time. Uncertainty comes when the local grocery is sold out of newborn Pampers and rags are used for covering your child. Another wait, another defeat. Uncertainty comes when holiday plans are canceled, when traditions are interrupted and we can't be with those we love, when loved ones become ill, when loved ones die, when the road to normalcy can't be seen, when darkness falls and the light of hope seems to fade and exist only in the past. Trust in times of uncertainty. Oh, yes, you can trust in times of uncertainty. They will come. They will accompany you on every journey. They will move in uninvited and take up residence anywhere and any time. And I don't know about you, but I am so sick of uncertainty that I'm ready to send an eviction notice. But I don't know quite how to address it. Yet if we're honest about life, when hasn't darkness pushed against the light? When hasn't life been pushed around and assaulted by death? Risk is inherent from the moment of conception and even before, as love grows. Risk and uncertainty in life are inevitable. Ironically, this pandemic has only revealed what is often masked. By the pamperings and the luxuries and the pretenses that we build around ourselves and have the privilege of building around ourselves as middle-class modern-day Americans. Trust in times of uncertainty. Life is uncertainty. You can count on that. Life is risky. You can trust in this fact. Life is vulnerable, it is fragile, and it is even deadly. You cannot escape it. O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. Yet in thy dark streets shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. It is into this uncertainty the angel of the Lord proclaims, first to the shepherds who are keeping watch over their flocks by night, shepherds who were filled with terror, mega fear, literally mega fear at the sight of the angels, a fear that was so great that the word itself indicates that they took flight in terror, flight away from the angels bringing that good news. I can see it now. These winged angels come to announce good news to the shepherds, but they have to chase them down. They have to chase down shepherds who in terror have taken flight before they can say to them, "Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy, good news of mega joy to you, good shepherds. With the most uncertain future of all, to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord." We're told that the glory of the Lord, the light of the Lord shone around them. The light broke into their darkness. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. God has been with and will continue to be with, to accompany God's people through times of uncertainty and darkness, through this time of uncertainty and darkness, through every time of uncertainty and darkness, through every circumstance, that death can throw at us. God is with us. God's light in Jesus accompanies us to show us the way. In Isaiah chapter 52, verse 10, we've heard, "The Lord has bared his holy arm before the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the victory of God." God's victory is coming. God's victory is coming through Jesus Christ and through the light that he brings. Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 and 2 says, "Long ago God spoke to our ancestors in many and various ways by the prophets, but in these days God has spoken to us by a Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, through whom he also created the world." Psalm 9, verse 9 and 10 says, "The Lord is the stronghold of the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble. And those who know your name put their trust in you, for you, O Lord, you have not forsaken those who trust in you." Dear friends, To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. Do not be afraid. For this is good news to you, to me, to the world, to all who live in uncertainty. This comes as a word of promise, a word of promise that brings us hope. We currently face fears that are real, that lead to uncertainty, yes. In Jesus, we are not left to stand in that uncertainty alone. In Jesus, we are not left to stand in that uncertainty with no other possibilities around us. But in Jesus, we have hope, and we have the promise that God is with us through it all. Through it all. To unburden, to lighten the load, to smooth the road as we travel along through this life, to accompany us on the way. O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. Yet in thy dark streets shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. Dear friends, trust in the light. Trust in Jesus, a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. And he, the gift of God, will show us the way. Amen.